Introduction, how to self-publish a book. Writing a book is a difficult task. The genuine hurdle is traditional publishing. Many authors discover that the real challenge is the traditional publishing process. This publishing route seems harsh, wrapped in mystery, and filled with porters. Well, guess what? Self-publishing a book is a way to go for new or seasoned authors. It's a powerful tool that's peaking in popularity. Moreover, it puts you in the driver's seat, the captain of your bookish future, authorizing you to bring your stories to life. Now, hold on a second. Self-publishing doesn't mean flying solo into the market with just your laptop and a dream. It's about adopting the space and flexibility of the fantastic world of self-publishing. In this blog, we will explain everything from the exciting perks of self-publishing to the challenging process of putting your book out there and into the world. So, start a journey with us and uplift your writing process. Traditional publishing versus self-publishing. Are you wondering which publishing way you should pick? Let's explore briefly. Self-publishing a book is like going DIY. You are a captain for everything from editing to marketing your book. So, it's all you, but you reap all the profits too. Traditional publishing is more like having a teammate. A publisher helps edit, design, and sell your book, but they take a share of the earnings. Which way to go? It depends on your goals and budget. When you self-publish a book, you have more control. On the other hand, if you get help from traditional publishers, it can offer a wider reach. A traditional publishing company looks attractive. However, they are selective in picking stories. Self-publishing is the gateway to publishing a book without any hurdles. Here are just a few of the perks that make self-publishing so attractive. Be your own boss. Guess what? You get to call the shots on everything in your book, from the story to the cover. Pretty cool, right? That's what self-publishing lets you do. Faster fame, well, maybe not fame, but definitely getting your book out there. Forget waiting forever for someone to say yes to your book. With self-publishing, you can hit publish faster and get your work into readers' hands. More money in your pocket, royalties, that's the money you make from book sales, are usually higher with self-publishing. You worked hard, so you earned enough to keep more profits. How to self-publish a book? Self-publishing a book is a journey, not a magic trick, although your book might be. Here's a step-by-step guide to get you started. Step 1. Write an excellent manuscript. This is your story. Take your time and polish it up. Get a friend, beta reader, or editor to help find any typos or plot holes. Step 2. Typeset your book. Book typesetting will increase your readability. Proper spacing means having enough space between lines of text, paragraphs, and around images so that everything looks clear and organized. Fonts are the different styles of lettering you see on a page. A typesetter will choose fonts that are easy to read and fit the overall look of your book. Step 3. Design a cover that sells. Suppose you self-publish a book and distribute it in a store. In that case, an excellent book cover design can play the role of a shop window, attracting people to take a look. You can hire a designer or use online tools if you feel imaginative. Pick a self-publishing platform. Self-publishing companies are like your book's tech crew. They help you format it for different devices, e-readers, tablets, get an ISBN, a unique code for your book, and even publish it in online stores. Some famous ones are Amazon KDP, Authors Breeze, and Ingram Spark. Step 5. Spread the word. Now that your book is out there, it's time to tell everyone. Social media is your friend. Talk to other authors, see if book reviewers can check out your work, and maybe even build a website to discuss your book. Step 6. Copyright your book. Registering your copyright for a book provides additional legal protection. Further, it strengthens your case if someone infringes on your work. Registration fees are relatively low, around $65 in the US. What are the best self-publishing companies? There isn't a single best company, but consider these for reach: Kindle Direct Publishing, KDP, for Amazon, Ingram Spark for libraries and stores, and Draft2 Digital for more comprehensive online retailers. Author's Breeze is a great help in order to navigate the book publishing process. How much money do you need to become a self-published author? Self-publishing a book does require money, but how much? It depends totally on you. The main factors are different types of editing, book cover design, and marketing. However, so many cheap and free tools are available on the internet. So, you don't need to break the bank to become a self-published author. But you have to act wisely before spending money. Let's explore the factors. 1. Editing. Pro editors can be expensive, but they have the expertise to make your book polished. For cheaper options, swap edits with another writer. Also, you can join a critique group to find the best editor without draining your bank account. Professionals have the skills and experience to create a cover that aligns with your genre, target audience, and overall message. However, it will cost you a lot. Freelance platforms, prices start at $30 but often include only one basic concept, e.g. for ebooks. Average cost, expect to pay at least $150 for a decent cover design. Experienced designers, costs can reach $500 or more for highly skilled professionals. Low budget options, if your budget does not allow you to hire a professional, many low-cost design software are available on the internet. However, these tools are not effective in personalized designs. 3. Marketing. To maximize sales, consider setting a budget for the following marketing options. Targeted advertising. Consider running targeted ads on social media or book platforms to reach potential readers interested in your genre. Email marketing. Build an email list and send newsletters with exclusive content, promotions, or new book announcements. Website. Create a professional author website with information about your books, upcoming events, and ways for readers to connect with you. How much should you charge for your book? That's the question. The answer is that it depends on a few things. Production costs. Factor in all the expenses you incurred during the self-publishing process, such as editing, cover design, and any marketing costs. Competitor pricing. Research what other authors in your genre charge for similar length books. This will give you a good baseline with which to work. Target audience. Identify a target audience. Are they students on a tight budget or avid readers willing to spend money on a new book? The majority of self-published authors provide their ebooks at a lesser cost. Because they charge more for print books, this strategy will also assist in attracting new readership. You should also try using pre-order bonuses or creating bundles that will help you to increase sales. Ebooks, the digital download. Ebooks are a fantastic way to reach a global audience. Printing costs or physical distribution is not a concern in ebooks. There are two main ebook formats to consider. EPUB, this is a widely compatible format that can be read on most e-readers and devices. Mobi, this format is specifically designed for Kindle devices. When you publish your ebook through platforms like KDP, they handle the conversion process for you. However, if you're distributing your ebook through other big publishers, you might need to format it into EPUB and Mobi. Moreover, free and paid conversion tools are available online, or you can outsource the formatting to a freelancer. Draft2 Digital, your ebook distribution partner. We mentioned Draft2 Digital as an ebook distribution platform. Here's a closer look at what they offer. Free basic plan. This plan allows you to distribute your ebook to a limited number of retailers. Paid plans. Paid plans offer wider distribution to more retailers and libraries, along with additional features like pre-order options and marketing tools. Global reach. Draft2 Digital allows you to reach an international audience by distributing your ebook to retailers in various countries and regions. Other ebook distribution channels. Here are some other popular ebook distribution channels to consider. Smashwords. This book publishing company focuses on distributing ebooks to libraries worldwide. It will help to reach new readers. Apple iBook Store. The iBook Store is a popular platform for iPhone, iPad, and Mac users. They allow you to reach a large audience of Kobo Apple device users. Kobo is a major e-reader brand with its eBook Store. It expands your reach to Kobo e-reader users. BookBaby. BookBaby offers a variety of self-publishing services. Further, it includes ebook distribution to a wide range of retailers. Advanced self-publishing strategies. I hope we have taught you how to self-publish a book. Now, let's learn some advanced tricks to help your book do well. Also, it will help you to get noticed by more readers. Keywords and description. When you self-publish a book, you need to add a keyword. In addition, it will help people search for your genre. Write a short, attention-grabbing description of your book for a better appearance in the search engine. Pre-launch buzz. Don't wait. Before your book launches, run contests or giveaways related to your book on social media. Audiobooks rock. The audiobook market is enormous. Think about converting your book to audiobook format. Also, it allows people who enjoy listening to books during commutes or workouts to discover your work. Data makes you smarter. It is vital to analyze the data on your book sales. How is your marketing doing? Use this info to see what's working and what's not so you can improve your marketing strategies. Self-publishing services, support when you need it. Self-book publishing services such as Authors Breeze offer a range of options to assist authors throughout the publishing process. These services can be valuable if you need help with specific tasks or lack the time or expertise to handle everything yourself. Choosing your path, consider your needs and goals. The best approach for you depends on your individual needs and goals. Here are some things to consider before self-publish a book. Budget. Self-publishing can be cost-effective, but there are expenses involved, editing, cover design, etc. So, self-publishing services can be an additional cost. Self-publishing requires a significant time investment to learn the ropes and manage all aspects of the process. Therefore, services can save you time. Experience. Are you comfortable with editing, design, and marketing, or do you need some professional support? Wrapping up. Self-publishing a book is not a bed of roses, but with learning and adopting creative solutions, nothing is impossible. It requires hard work and willingness. There will be challenges along the way, but you can partner with Authors Breeze to make the process seamless and easy.